026, Chodesh Halvavos.
Shari Yichud HaMaisa Perek Shlishi, Tav Kuf Samaches. The single-mindedness of purpose. When you do things, you have to do them not because they're expected of you by people, not because they're in your social circles, not because people will wonder why you're doing it or why you're not doing it, not because you're afraid of people, not because you want to benefit from people, not because your daughter won't be able to do a shidduch, not because your son won't be able to get into yeshiva, not because your daughter won't be able to get into yeshiva, not because your child won't have any friends, not because people will make fun of you, but you're only supposed to do it because it's Ratzon Hashem. Now, many times it's Ratzon Hashem that you should do things like Umetzachem v'seichel told be'enei Elokim v'yodam. That's true many times, but the bottom line is always Ratzon Hashem. You do it because Hashem wants you. You're not even supposed to give tzedakah because you have rachmanis on the poor person. It could be that Hashem wants you to have rachmanis on the poor person. You have to develop your midos. Mahu rachum afato rachum. But if Hashem wants you to be an achzori, like by Amalek, like by hating Rishoyim, not wishing that they should get better, so then that's what you have to do, because then that's the Ratzon Hashem. I have no problem with people get better as long as they can't do any harm to the Jewish people. As I said, that Shabbos, you're not supposed to hate them because of a personal thing that they did to you. You're supposed to hate them if they're Sonei Hashem. Perek Shlishi. Aval Hamasim, page Kuf Samaches. Aval Hamasim Asher Shalei Musam Biyichudam Lashem Be'es HaSiyosam. Here he's talking about what things are governed by this imperative of Yichud HaMaisa. What's covered by Yichud HaMaisa? So Perek Shlishi makes a rather obvious point. I'm not even quite sure what the Chiddush is, if there's a Chiddush, and why he found it necessary to say it. And maybe it's not necessary to say, but it's just that Tzadok HaVeth, although this is extremely, I don't know what the word is, mathematical is not the right word. He's very organized, and he always makes lists, and some things on the list are indeed Pashut. So his point in Perek Shlishi is a rather simple point. I don't know, maybe it's taka sophisticated, I'm just not yerid to the oimik of the sophistication, and I would appreciate any ideas people have. His point in Perek Shlishi is that the whole imperative of Yichud HaMaisa is in actions, not in Chobos Halvavos. In Chobos Halvavos, you don't have to worry about Yichud HaMaisa, because no one could read your mind. So very clearly, if you're doing something, it's going to be with the if you're thinking something, if you have Avas Hashem, that's only because that's Hashem's will. No one knows whether or not you have Avas Hashem. If you're going to work and your purpose is because that's Hashem's will, and you feel like you're fulfilling Ratzon Hashem, and you're doing it because that's what Hashem wants you to do, so there could be, as we always said in Shabbat Bitochen, 100 people are going to work, and everybody's doing the same thing. You could be lined up at a gas station. We had in Shara Avodas Elokim, and 9 people online are buying gears, and the 10th person is buying gears and thereby being Ovid Hashem. But no one knows that. So there's no, we don't have to tell people or teach people or train people for Yichud HaMaisa to be Mechavim that they're doing Hashem's will by Chodesh Halvavos, only by Maisim. Because then people are looking, people see what you're doing. He's not talking about in Shari Yichud HaMaisa, he's not getting into the subtlety whether we should care about if we get Gan Eden or Gehenim, and maybe we should do things so purely lishma so as not to be mekabel schar. He doesn't delve into that subtlety. That's a subtlety. Hashem wants you to get Gan Eden also. It's also part of Ratzon Hashem. The idea that Manas lekabel pras of Gan Eden, he doesn't deal with that in Shari Yichud HaMaisa. Let's learn the perek and see what he says. Aval HaMaisim Asher Shalei Musam, that the completeness of the Maisa is B'Yichudam LaHashem Be'es HaSiyosam, that their whole Shleimus is when you do them and your single-mindedness of purpose, because it's Hashem's will, Hei Maisa HaAvoda, actions. She'onu makadim bohem rotzon Hashem yisale. That's when we could talk and give mussar and think that you're doing it for that reason and with no ulterior motives whatsoever. Not because you're afraid of anyone, not because you expect anything from anyone, etc., etc. V'hem kol ha-mitzvos anachos beivor machitzonim. The things that you do that people see. V'asher efshor shatei behem pniya shelo l'shem Hashem. The tia mataras olsom, and the purpose of the person doing it is l'hisna'os behem b'nei b'nei yodam, so that people should think kindly of him. People should like him, people should hold of him, people should give him kovod. All the things that really motivate 90% of our actions, probably. Kadeshi yechabduhu v'yahalalu al asiyosom, so that people should hold of you and praise you or think well of you. Avol chayvus halvavos lo titochin bohem chanifus. It's not shayach. The whole concept is not there. You don't have to worry. V'lo avos hakoved v'atila mitzad olseihem l'fishein l'vnei odom yediyah al hadavar hazeh. No one knows what you're thinking. Adarabba, like, as I said, the Chavis Halvavas always paints the Sefer Chavis Halvavas always paints a picture that when you fulfill Chavis Halvavas, it's almost frustrating. It could get frustrating because you're living like everyone else. And other, like, mamish, no one sees anything special about you. And you could be on the highest of madregas and just living the life and then, you know, just going about your business and everything looks the same. Right? The famous Gemara about Rabbi Akiva. You could wash your face in the morning and you have in mind, right? Like Rabbi Akiva told the Talmud, you're doing it because you're tzelem elokim and it's important to look nice and then you're reflecting Hashem's kavod. So that's all, and the other person is just washing his face. So nobody knows. They can't know. Everything is just in the realm of machshava. So there, if you're either having it in mind or you're not having it in mind, no one knows. So there's no nisoyon, so to speak. The nisoyon there is to, when you're doing everyday things, is to be aware of it. There's no struggle. There's no struggle. You just try, work on it. When you wash your face, have this in mind. When you eat, have this in mind. When you exercise, have this in mind. When you go to work, have it in mind. The truth is, we'd be lucky if when we put on. Okay, that's really not chayvus halvavos. I'm saying we have to work when we put on tefillin. We have to have in mind we're doing it because Hashem wants to, not because it's 7 o'clock in the morning. And what else am I going to be doing at 7 o'clock in the morning? They know sayim the skavim b'hem elul l'shem hatzofe also. So that only the only being that knows machshavas is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The malachim also don't even know machshavas. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Hashem yisala b'levad, ka'omro ani Hashem choker lei bochen kloyos, v'omro anistaros v'Hashem alokeinu v'niglos lonu l'voneinu. So if you categorize yichud ha'maisa, so interestingly enough, it's like a good riddle. You can ask a riddle. What Shar in the Chayvus Halvavus does the Chayvus Halvavus explicitly state has nothing to do with Chayvus Halvavus? So the answer, now you know the answer to the riddle. Yichud HaMaisa has nothing to do with Chayvus Halvavus. What? Yichud HaMaisa is a Chayvus Halvavus. Perek Revi. What spoils, what ruins, what are the Yetzaharas that drag you away from Yichud HaMaisa? Hashem Asuge, the categories of Mafside Tohar HaMaisa, the purity of your actions, L'Hashem Yisala Heim Shlosha, three. Isn't there a book called The Book of Lists? Such a book called The Book of Lists. Someone should like write a Kitzu Chayvus Halvavus with all the lists in the Chayvus Halvavus. Yeah? Oh, okay. It's put up by a yeshiva in Brooklyn. There's a yeshiva in Brooklyn that wrote an excellent booklet, around 30 page booklet in English with a synopsis of Shar HaBitachon. And deals with it on a very practical, everyday level with examples. The whole thing's like a 30-page booklet. It's So Yeshiva in Brooklyn put it out. No? You have that psychological study by that guy Rosemary, the PhD guy, that I gave it out. Like, he showed how bitachon is very good for your mental health. Okay? Ha'echad, so there's three things that drag you away from Yichud HaMaisa. Ha'echad, I-Yediyas Hashem V'Tovosov, not being aware enough of the essence of Hashem. It's like Shara Yichud. Not being aware enough of Hashem's midos, not being aware enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yochol and is in charge of what happens to you, and the fact that he only does what's good for you. If you haven't integrated that, internalized that into your knowledge, into your being, so then certainly you're going to be pulled in every direction by what you perceive as being a benefit for you or a detriment to you. Because if Hashem is in charge of everything, so then that's all you're going to care about, obviously. But if you always think of Sibos, and you're always worried about Sibos and concerned with Sibos, so a normal person will do things and address the Sibos with his actions. So you're beset with ulterior motives because you're always handling with all those things. But internalizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being kol yochol and manig everything and doing things letova will allow you to have the mindset of Yichud HaMaisa. So that's number one. Number two is Yediyas Mitzvos Hashem V'Torah. So very interesting. He says, like, if you don't know, if you're not clear in the halachas of what you're supposed to be doing, okay, we'll talk about this, why this is on the list. It's like a funny thing to be on the list. We'll talk about it when he elaborates himself. That if you're not clear in the halachas of something, you're more apt to be drawn into doing it for ulterior motives. If you're not clear in the halachas, which I'd say that sounds a little funny, but we'll explain it when he elaborates upon it. Now he's just giving the list. Vashlishi, number three, is Hurhurei HaYetzer. The good old Yetzirah that puts thoughts into your head. V'hanchiyosa, that's Adam, how he tries to lure the person, B'meshe Mechabe B'eino B'nyani Olam Hazeh. So different things become important to him. He's going to do something because, I say, he wants a raise. He's going to do something because he wants, you know, down the line, this guy is going to do something for me. I better be on his good side. Even if you're not doing something wrong, that's already, the Shari Yichud HaMaisa is not talking about you doing something wrong. Shari Yichud HaMaisa is talking about, as Rabbi Yechiel said, it's talking about Chodesh HaLvavos. It's talking about you doing something right, but you're not doing it betoyer. You're not doing it with pure motives. You're doing things right, but your cheshbon for doing it is, let's say, like, okay, we do it all. You want to have friends. So that's when. So what lures you away from that is the third thing is the Yetzer Hara. When the Yetzer Hara makes Inyanei Olam Hazeh important, so that's going to be what motivates your actions. Umarchiko miderech Olam Haba. Okay.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not, as you say, you're calculating the case you're giving, you're calculating that if you do such and such down the road, this guy's going to take care of you. Okay, but what about a conscious, you know, where you take on a certain task. Okay, you take on a task with the thought, and you know, you and the other person discuss it. You take on the task, you don't get any remuneration for it. Now, however, down the road, when that task manifests itself in, you know, in growth of a thing, that you, in essence, through a sweat equity kind of thing, you're entitled to a piece of the action.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no problem with people earning money. People earn money every day. People make
right,
investments
every day.
Right, but I
mean, you're making that conscious cheshbon, okay, that not in writing, verbalized to some extent, and you're saying, down the line, because I've taken this thing on, and when it bears fruit and becomes somewhat successful, you're going to see something.
There's no problem as long as you're able to look in the mirror and say, this is what Hashem wants me to do. Mm-hmm. And you have to say it with a straight face also. Asher la'ofan hefseid iyadiyas Hashem es maisa hamishmas, what ruins not being fully cognizant or at least say internalizing knowledge of Hashem's omniscience, omnipotence, etc. Who kimishlo yedas Hashem eino oldo belibo? Someone who's not sincere in his avodas Hashem. No, not sincere. That was the wrong word. Someone who's not oved Hashem mitoch a hakara pnimis, an inner sense of knowledge, of awareness of what Hashem is. What he represents, what he is, how he functions, how he controls all and is all. Lo yavdenu, so why is being oved Hashem? So he has other reasons why he's doing it. Lo yavdenu alamishu lo inela mimenu inyano. You want to be oved Hashem, not oved people, or not oved yourself. So to truly be an oved Hashem, you can only be that if you're aware of Hashem's his essence, I mean, of what Hashem is, what is revealed of Hashem to us. When it's barer lo, and it's clear in your mind, ki atoel es v'hanezek mimenu, that nothing can happen, no good, no bad can happen unless Hashem wills it. And if that's your mindset, so you have no problem. But even if you do mitzvahs, ma'aseh mi'maaseh amishmas means you're getting up, you're putting on tefillin, you're learning, you're giving tzedakah, you're not talking lashon hara, you're doing everything. But if you're not fully to the degree that you're not in deep in your kishkas, believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one controlling your fate, so then ein matarosu b'hem, so then what are you doing these things for? To the degree that you're missing in Hashem's power, so you're doing it elamatras mishayorei umakavim b'bnei adam b'levad, you're doing it for social reasons, social pressures, because that's where you are, what you're at, what's expected of you. So you're oved, very oved as bnei adam. He puts it very strongly, and he's going to say in a moment that this is a gather of avodah zarah, very very strong word. The Chayyim Halav is going to use. He's going to compare it to a person that's oved avodah zarah, and when you think about it, he's right. He's saying the person's not being oved Hashem. The single mindedness of Yichud HaMaisa allows you to truly be an oved Hashem, as we said in the Hakdama in the beginning. When you say Moshe Eved Hashem, it means Eved Hashem is like, it doesn't sound like such a great title, but that is the ultimate title. Every breath he took, every little thing he did was an expression of Hashem's will. He did it as a shliach or as an Eved. So someone who does things is Oved Bnei Adam. Someone who does things for other reasons, he's serving Bnei Adam. When you do something for an ulterior motive, Chazal Shel Vavos are saying, you know something? You're really not being Oved Hashem. You're being Oved yourself. You're being Oved other people. Lo es Bari Bnei Adam. You're not being Oved the Bari Eilam. Machmas Iyadi also, because you lack awareness of how Hashem controls all. Or v'chosar hakarasu also, or you're either not aware, or you don't want to be aware, or you don't believe it, or it's hard for you to truly look at things that way. It's certainly right. It's a very, you have to go through Shara Bitochen. You have to keep learning Shara Bitochen, and then really, really sincerely feel it in your gut that nothing happens in the world. You know, we could say it 100 times, and you're sick of hearing it, but you know, nothing happens in the world unless Hashem wills it to happen. And you say it, but you know, you have to act that way. You have to really believe it. What do you think an Ovid Avodah Zarah is doing? How is a person Ovid Alilim? He's not aware of Hashem's power. He's not aware of how Hashem functions. The Rambam, so they started saying Hashem gave over the running of the world to other forces. There are other forces in the world. So if something else has a koach, whether it's an Avodah Zarah or it's fate, or it's the machinations of Bnei Adam. So that's what you're obeyed. So not being fully cognizant or aware or of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's godless of what Hashem is will force you almost to do things for ulterior motives. And the truth is, the Chazal Vavda says, I got news for you. An Ovid Avodah Zarah, it has more purity of action than a person that does things for ulterior motives in his hanhaga of Bnei Adam, of his boss and of his friends and of his social circles, and his heart's not really in it fully. He's just doing things, Minasofa, or the Chutz, as it's called. The Ovid Avodah Zarah is better than him. In 4 ways. Al hachone biarbo dvar. Ha echad shoved alilim bezman hazeh, ein amuzer al avodas alilim al yedei navi. Right, he's dealing with spiritual forces. He's living a spiritual life. He's doing things in a. He's being oved avodas zora the way you're supposed to be oved hakodesh baruch hu. So he's living, so to speak, spiritually. So there's no Navi coming along and saying that you mamish missed the boat. Like you're worshipping the wrong object. Sheyavorelo hefset svaroso ba'osus v'mosin. Right? It could take osus v'mosin to convince an Ovid Avodah Zarah that he missed the boat. Because he's being very spiritual and he's saying all the right things and he's feeling all the right ways. And right, the Eastern religions especially have a very spiritual motif. And you know, if you have, I guess you haven't delved into it, but they're very spiritual. And you know, you're not Magushim, Adarabba, you're very Ruchniistic. So you need a Navi to call Duoso, Samosin, and then to shake you, to just let you know that you just missed the boat. Aval hamachnif b'das Hashem, but someone, ironically, that someone who goes through life and he's being frum, he's putting on tefillin and he's doing everything he got to do, but his reason is because he wants things from people. So he's like a stickle hypocritical. He's not really doing things in any sense of the word the way they're supposed to be done. Aval hamachnif b'das Hashem yesh lito negdo, you can come to him with tainus. B'meshenim salom and atzivuyim al avodas Hashem, he's supposed to be Ovid Hashem. B'azorah shalol l'shatef imo b'shalol l'ftoach al zulah. So you don't need a Novi, you don't need someone to do osus umosin to say you're worshipping the wrong invisible power, you're worshipping the wrong power in the universe. You know, it's not such a subtle, esoteric aveira. You're telling him, hey, you know, you're doing things because you're afraid of your neighbor. Hashem runs the world. What are you afraid of your neighbor for? So, that's... he's worse. It's easier to convince him he's doing something wrong, meaning it's a more prosta aveira. It's a more prosta hanhaga ra'a. You do things to get a benefit because you're dealing with people, so it's more clear that you're not doing things properly. Ironically, the Ovid Avodah Zarah, right? So it could be like a chuta saira. He's not talking about now lishma. He's talking about now being, at least the Ovid Avodah Zarah is dealing, has the right thoughts. He's being spiritual. He's recognizing a greater power. He's not assigning power to everyday events. He's not assigning power to nature. He's not assigning, I mean, maybe nature, if that's his Avodah Zarah. He's not assigning power to the everyday things. So if you want to prove them he's wrong, you have a very hard task. The Eastern religions, I know. You want to talk to a guy that's into these, you know, Eastern religions, they talk about an unseen power, an invisible power, a force that's greater than you, and you can't see it. And it's Mamash Avodah Zarah, because they're worshipping Eitz Va'Emen, and they have all sorts of Chesh Vainas, and, you know, you shouldn't talk to them. You're not allowed to talk to them. Al Tifnu El Hoy Lilim. You know, you can get, you say, hey. And I told the story before, right? I had this guy that was Magin, his wife, came in over the Avodah Zarah, and we were trying to extract the get from him. They had, yeah. I'm trying to. I don't want to. I think they were over Avodah Zarah before, right? That was the story. But then she became a Balas Tshuva. But they had two. They had a kiddushin because the Zayda wanted a kiddushin, and they had an Avodah Zarah ceremony.
They had a what?
They had an Avodah Zarah ceremony also. I tie it that Kedas Moshe of Yisrael is totally meaningless from an Avodah Zarah, and she doesn't need a get. Yeah. The Zayda wanted a kosher wedding, but I tied it that an Avodah Zarah, it says Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. It's like it's nothing. But you know, I wasn't willing in those days to take on my plates to be matter, huh? Anyway, so we were talking to him. What am I telling the story for? So he said, he'll come spend the Shabbos with me, and he promises me if he spends the Shabbos with me, that he'll give his wife a get. He gave me his word. So I asked Rabbi Kamenetsky, does it sound what to do? He was living in Muncie. And Bianca was very concerned with Agunas, and Stami was a very, wasn't a frumer, Bianca. But he said, Chas v'sholom, you're probably not allowed to. Nah, Chas v'sholom. You don't know? Al tifnu el leilu, it's also. The guy wasn't coming to taste my wife's chong, you know. And the Yankov, by the way, told me in another case, that we were dealing with an aguna when I sat shiva for my mother. We were in the middle of a case, and then we had a drop in the handlerai. My mother was nifta. He said afterwards, if he would have known, we had to do something. He said he definitely would have passed it to me. I should get up during Shiva and go and take care of it. No question. So Rabbi Yankov was no. He wasn't. Rabbi Yankov was not a frumma, quote unquote. But he said, Chas v'sholom, you're probably not allowed to. An Avodah Zarah is not. It's much harder. That's what the Chavis Lavovitz is saying. A guy that does things for ulterior motives is a worse person. For an Avodah Zarah, you need like a Navi, he's saying. You need a Navi to show him benisim, but also sufamosim, that he's just barking up the wrong tree. A guy that's a chonef, a guy that does things because he's slippery and slimy, and he does things to get ahead. I'm giving a prosta. Yeah, I'm going to an extreme, but you know, the subtlety is a guy that does things for ulterior motives. But that's what he's saying. You know, Sam, you just shake him and say, "What are you doing? You're not doing things for the right reason." Nobody about the Zohar is tough. It's not easy. But Hashem, there's no more of the Zohar. It's very rare. Okay. I mean, Christianity and Muslim is not like a joke. It's not a joke. There's nothing there. Okay. Oh.